from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Unplanned appearance. I was just asked, do you want to talk to Sal? I'm like, sure. Did something happen? I worried at first that I must have missed some important Bills transaction, and instead I'm in here talking to Dave Pasch for 25 minutes, ignorantly blind to some massive move. But, well, I shouldn't assume still. Sal, did I miss something?
No, I wanted to talk to a celebrity. I've just played golf with Roosevelt Bowie, who said, do you work with Mike Shope? He said, yes. He said, man, I miss Mike. We worked together a little bit. We used to do radio with him. And I said, man, that's great. And he talked very highly of you. And, of course, 6'11¾" right, without his shoes on, as you said, Roosevelt Bowie played right for Syracuse from Kendall, New York. But you reached out to me earlier today, wanted to know if I could go on. I'm actually here in the Olean for the Coaches versus Cancer, a golf event and dinner, and really couldn't make it work. But I said, you know what, Mike, I have a little window here. So if you want to chat, we can do it.
Good. Yeah, you knew the reference, or he did, or both. Because one time when I sat with him on the air, and 7 feet, it's like, well, not really, but I never played a game barefoot. So I'll take it. So he'll take it. 7 feet. Great guy. Well, I would like to know sort of your observations here, or expectations maybe better, off of Saturday into cutdown day. There were a few moves announced. The Chiefs just ran, I don't know, they had a list of 10 or 15 players, no big names. Do you think this from the Bills, or maybe you even know, will happen in waves, or are we going to get a list of like 30 guys tomorrow, just boom?
I would guess more along the lines of like a good group tomorrow, a big group, maybe the final group. Maybe there's going to be all but a few, but I think generally, if I remember correctly, once we get to Tuesday, now, they could change things up, but I think over the last few years, they might have that initial group, but then it's, you know, all at once after that. So my guess is you'll probably get something like that tomorrow at some point.
So who are a couple of the most interesting, you know, closest calls for you at this point? I know we've talked about Joe Andreessen and his, you know, his performances in the preseason, and, you know, some injury, an opportunity that sort of came open to him, and also Shavers at wide receiver. Are these, I know from looking at your grid that you're, at least when you did that, expecting them both to make it. Like, how confident would you be in these cases?
Yeah, I do. I think I'm fairly confident at this point, just based on how I've seen the team handle both, right? I mean, like, people have to remember, and I know you know this, Mike, but I have to remind people all the time, it's not necessarily what I would do. Not that I'd do anything different. It's what I project the team would do, based on how I've seen things play out, based on how they've used these particular players, what's happening injury-wise around the position. And with Bill Inspector's injury, with the way Joe Andreessen has played, the fact they've already released Deion Jones as one of their cuts, I do expect Joe Andreessen to make it. Now, they may feel he's just not quite there yet, and you know they don't have a spot for him, and I understand that. It also might depend on what they want to do with Matt Milano. Do they put Matt Milano on IR as one of the twos designated to return on cutdown day to open up a 53-man spot? Or do they have to carry him on the 53, then put him on IR because they don't want to eat up one of those designated returns because they're not sure if they will return this season? I think that's also playing a part of it. So I'm confident in him otherwise, but I think he should make the team based on everything I've seen. I think same thing with Tyrell Shavers. I think Tyrell Shavers has been on the team for quite a while now, and especially with the injury to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, maybe even though Sean said McDermott that he expects him to be ready for week one when he's talking about him and Curtis Samuel, you know, I think you still have to make sure you're set there, and I really don't see anybody else pushing those guys, to be honest, Mike. I think this might be another a case where who's really his competition, to be quite honest with you. Another close call for me, the biggest call that I had to make when I went through my 53, honestly, is Lael Collins. I just don't know if Lael Collins has a spot. I think he's like the 10th offensive lineman. Do they keep 10? But if they don't keep him, who's your backup guards? Because they don't really have extra backup guards. Alec Anderson is a backup guard. Tylon Grable's a tackle. Ryan Vandermark is a tackle. It just, I don't know how the numbers wash out there. He's a veteran. He has a lot of experience of playing both. He can play everywhere, basically, on the offensive line. I just think that's a really tough call right there.
You know, you alluded to it when we talked about Milano. Maybe more challenging aspects of all this from the Bills tomorrow will be what to do with those IR designations. You've got a couple spots where the player can be designated to return, and then others maybe that would not be allowed. Maybe you could clarify that, and whether it's Milano or MVS or Trubisky even, are these players who it might be challenging for the Bills to know exactly how to play it?
It feels like and it sounds like MVS wouldn't be one of these guys, the way, you know, Sean talked about him and Curtis Samuel, that, you know, they would be able to kind of be ready for week one. So I don't think you're putting him on IR, because if you do, even if you place the designated to return tag on him, he has to miss four games. So anybody who goes on IR before cuts is out for the season, other than two people you could say, no, we're using these two guys as designated to return. So you can do that with MBS, but he'd miss 4 weeks. I think Baylen Specter would be a candidate there, but the one you brought up is really interesting, Mitch Trubisky. I think that's where you have to figure out, is Mitch Trubisky going to be, you know, available for week one? Now, I will tell you, there's a workaround here. What you do is, Mitch Trubisky...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He just is on the 53-man roster. And you say, yeah, he might not be ready for week one, but he'll be fine for week three, let's say. Well, since you don't have to put him on IR for 4 weeks, you carry him on the roster, and then you just elevate whoever your third quarterback is to be the backup for those 2 weeks. Because remember, you get those two practice squad elevations every week. You can do that. So, yeah, it is a little tricky, but it's better than it ever has been with this, Mike, because traditionally this is the Reed Ferguson in the parking lot cut, as we like to refer to it, which is, hey, we got to get someone on the 53, and then we can put them on IR. So we're going to release you, Reed, and then after we get the person on IR, we can sign you again. You don't have to do that for two different players this year. This is a new rule. They can take two guys and automatically declare he is designated to return. Now, the other part of that, Mike, is you only get eight guys like that for the season. So if you do it with Matt Milano and he doesn't return, eventually you wasted a spot to do that with. So you have to really kind of know the guy is going to return at some point, or at least be confident he will.
And with Milano, would you be confident that he will? I mean, I guess we don't know everything about the extent of the injury, but how would you do that?
I don't know if I'd be confident. I think that it's still a lot up in the air, right, the way that people are talking about it. where they, I think when it was initially reported, it was, hey, looking at a possible December return, but you never know with these injuries. I think Matt, I'm confident in Matt to do everything he can to be ready. I think that, you know, he's the kind of guy that if there's any way that will do it and can do it, it'll be Matt Milano. So here's a good thing to think about, Mike. If the Bills do put Milano on IR before cuts and say he's designated to return, I think that shows they're pretty confident he's going to return.
Right.
If they carry him on the 53 and then put him on IR, I think that shows that they just kind of don't know and they're going to have to play it by ear.
Right. You know, not to do too much here on logistics, and a few minutes left with Sal Capaccio, there was another development today, I think that was new, in terms of quarterback three, the emergency quarterback, where the Players Association had something to do with, now you can't just have somebody specific, like a quarterback who you can elevate different than other positions because of an emergency. Is that right? And does that make sense?
So I saw the headline, Mike, and I did not read it because I was golfing. Okay. It did catch my attention. So maybe you would be able to tell me more, because I do know, I know that what you were able to do last year was you could have a third emergency, an emergency quarterback who is a guy that was on the inactive list on game day, but you could designate him, even though he was inactive, he was your emergency quarterback, but he had to be still on your 53-man roster. Even though he was inactive on game day, but if something were to happen, he could go into the game. So that's what they did there. Can you tell me, do you know off your hand what they changed that to that right now?
Only just to read Tom Pelissero, NFL teams were informed the PA vetoed the revised emergency third quarterback rule. So we're going back to the previous year, maybe, or how it used to be, which the so-called emergency quarterback has to be on the 53. Not somebody you can sort of stash. I'm reading one example of where this might get a little tricky is Case Keenum with Houston, C.J. Stroud, Davis Mills, and then maybe Keenum would have been somebody they could have done this with, but not now. And a team has a decision to make there, whether they want it, would rather have quarterback three versus someone else.
Okay, so I think there was a proposal that they were going to have even an expanded role for this, but that's not going to happen. So maybe it goes back to what it was last year where – you know, you could do that. But I'm going to look more into it. It's a good question. I did see the headline today. I didn't really, you know, read into it. I've talked to enough people in the league who just think, come on, why don't we just have a third extra quarterback, because quarterbacks are so important, who doesn't count on the 53-man roster, but it's the only position you can do that with. I know a lot of teams believe they should be able to do that.
All right. Last thing, Sal, just quickly, I should have started here maybe, just an overview of the preseason. They got away. Mm-hmm. They got through it. I mean, there were injuries, but it could have been worse. Didn't always perform great, but you don't have to necessarily care about that. What else would you say about sort of what the takeaways from the preseason were?
Well, I think that this preseason was a bit kind of uneven for everything you wanted to see, because we didn't see Josh with, you know, maybe didn't show you and give you everything you wanted, I should say, because you wanted to see Josh with some of the new receivers. But, you know, obviously because of circumstance in Pittsburgh and the rainy and wet field and lack of warm-ups, he didn't play. And then this week, because of the injuries around the roster, they didn't want to play a lot of the starters. So I think we come out of this preseason maybe not getting everything that we had hoped, or maybe even the team had hoped. But I think a silver lining there is the team you're playing in week one didn't play any of their starters all preseason. I mean, Kyler Murray, James Conner, Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't think any of them took a snap in preseason. So you're going to get a team in the Buffalo Bills with a, you know, lack of reps, and a team in the Arizona Cardinals with no reps. You know, so I guess that's a good thing. But I was hoping for more this preseason, at least to see a little bit of that. But I also understand you don't want to get anybody hurt. That's great. And then, you know, play-wise, they just did not play well against the Chicago Bears. I was very encouraged by the way the defense played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but very incomplete with the offense just because of who we saw and who we didn't see on the field.
Very good. Enjoy the occasion tonight. Thanks for finding the time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, you got it. Thank you.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearance is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. Your place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Look for a call next or two. We'll see how it goes. Ray Davis will join me in 20 minutes, Bills rookie running back. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.